This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius.
You need Edius.
Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible flexibility. Edius, editing refined.
Editing refined.
Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back with yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Hello.
I'm here with Christina, and it's a wonderful day.
Yes. It's a little hot.
It's a little hot, but you know what? That's okay, because we are here with one of the coolest cats. He's cool, and he affects the temperature.
I know, I'm cold now. It's getting a little chilly.
His name escapes me at the moment. Actually, no, I just remembered it. The Commissioner of Commissioners.
Right. The Commissioner.
He's not, but his name is Mr. Jim Gordon. Welcome to the show, my man.
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you, Christina. Thank you very much. Love being here.
Love that voice. You've got a voice that just surpasses...
The heliosphere. It surpasses the heliosphere.
The heliosphere.
Yeah.
Way out there.
Explain that to me real quick.
Well, the heliosphere, you know, the sun is the heli, and then it shoots out radiation. And,
right.
And our atmosphere protects us for most of it, but it keeps going, and it keeps going, and it keeps going, and it keeps going at the speed of light, and it keeps going, and it keeps going. And eventually, it peters out.
Your voice surpasses that.
Yeah.
The heliosphere.
Right. where our sun's influence is no more.
Yeah.
In the expanse of space.
He can make anything sound interesting with that voice. It's so soothing and yet rugged.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
Jim, how long have you been in Trenton?
25 years. I'm rounding up. It's like 24 and a quarter or something.
In your journey of life, how did you end up in Trenton?
Oh, delightful.
Really?
Delightful. Well, the life... is quite delightful, if I must say so myself.
Jim, first of all, cheer up. No depressed people on the show.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, answer the question.
I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Beautiful place. Summertime, you get like 500 at-bats. And then from Scranton, Pennsylvania, I got a free ticket through the U.S. Army to go to Vietnam. So that was my first trip to Asia.
Wait a second. You get 500 at-bats? What does that mean?
Oh, man, it means we played baseball all day. Four-man sides, three-man sides, right field is out.
Like in the street? Yeah.
No. In fields.
Really?
We had great fields. We had expansive...
There are a lot of people would call baseball?
No, a lot of people would call them dumps.
Yeah.
But you call them expansive fields.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what we did. That's all summer long, man. You know, sometimes you get eight guys to a side, get a really good game going. And,
sure.
And, you can end up with 500 at-bats.
Wow. That's
it's cool. A beautiful afternoon, as long as there's a water hose nearby.
Well, sure. And then from that, you went to Vietnam.
Yeah. But I got to tell you something about that first.
Okay.
The place where I'm thinking of is what's called Maloney Field. And you had bases, and you had dust, and you had dirt. And you had a lot, and you were hot. And you were wearing dungarees, maybe boots too, you know, playing shortstop. But anyway, years, decades later, I arrived in Bangkok. I'm skipping ahead here, but I couldn't resist the whole Maloney Field baseball thing.
It's okay.
All right.
This is good. Oh, you got me. I'm listening.
We're in.
All right.
I want to know what's happening.
So I go to this job, and I'm applying for this job at an English language teaching company. An Australian and a Brit own it, and I'm going in. I just got into town from Singapore, and I telexed them, and we set up the date and all that stuff. So I walk into this meeting, and I did my homework. I had a list of like the 25 what I thought would be pretty darn good clients. Mm-hmm. And so I start reading off my list and they keep saying, oh no, they're Chinese. And so I go to the next stand, oh no, they're Chinese. So eventually I had to say, well, you guys have a problem dealing business with the Chinese? Oh yeah, well, you know, it always gets your short end of the stick. Okay, I get it, right.
And I wish this was on video.
And it's true. But you gotta make your stick longer so you don't mind getting the short end, right? Okay. So anyway, it ended up, I didn't get the job, I ended up a partner.
Wow. Whoa, wait a second.
And I said, I'll tell you what I'll do, man. I'll take all of these guys. And sure enough, but it's because I got this trick when you go. I like sales. I love sales. Hey, how you doing? Stop by. Mm-hmm. You got a minute? But I really love sales to companies of English language training. I really like that because it's a big deal. You're walking in and you're leaving with the contract signed or not.
Right?
Yeah, so yeah, I dig it. Yeah. I like it.
That is cool.
Finally, you get to meet the guy, you know, who's can make the decision, the president or who, manager or whatever. And there's Chinese and they're wearing a suit or they're wearing very formal clothes in their mahogany office. And I go in, I sit, you know, I introduce myself, sit down across the table from him. And then I picture him playing third base at Maloney Field. You know, getting it without a shirt on,
right.
You know, you know, sweating, trying to make the play,
right.
You know.
Sunburned.
So I never had a problem approaching that kind of stuff.
That's cool. That's very cool. I got to use that.
Oh, man.
Figure out my Maloney Field.
Yeah, what's your Maloney Field?
Right.
I think we have the title of this episode. What's your Maloney Field?
That's hilarious. Cool. I love that.
But my question was, how'd you get the trim?
Yeah, how'd you get the trim?
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
All right.
We'll get back to that.
All right. So after I went to Vietnam, I came back, worked a little while in Nevada as a carpenter. My sergeant from Vietnam started a construction company. In other words, he had a hammer and a saw. So I joined him so that now he had a back, too. And stayed there for a little while, then went to Portland, Oregon. Went to school there, met my wife there, got married there. And this was at the time of the Vietnamese refugees. And I was a Vietnamese speaker, so my skill set was highly valued for a few minutes. And so I worked for a Vietnamese refugee organization, and my wife, Carrie, worked for a Vietnamese refugee organization. And she applied for a job with a group out of Brattleboro, Vermont, to work at a Vietnamese refugee camp in Thailand. And she got hired. I was teaching at the community college, ESL. So she got hired. She left Portland, Oregon. I finished the semester, packed up the house, and then I went and I joined her. But I couldn't join her at the refugee camp, which was, by the way, in Indonesia, not Thailand. They lied. So I went to Singapore. Okay. And I got a great job with the government of Singapore doing English language curriculum. Then I did a short stint at Malaysia with the United Nations High Commissioner of Refugees, started the English language component of vocational school for refugees on an island. Then I went to Bangkok, which I told you guys about, right?
Right.
Yeah. Then she and I, Carrie and I, worked at a refugee camp in the Philippines. Her contract expired after mine. So when I came back to the States after like 6 years, I went to Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Right.
I visited Maloney Field. There was no water pouring through the hose. Anyway, you can't go back, as they say. Yeah, right.
Maloney Field dried up.
Yeah. And then Carrie joined me. We lived in Scranton for a few years. And then she applied for and got one of the best jobs in the whole world. She was executive director of an organization called Princeton in Asia. Fantastic organization, 120 years old now. Wow. 98 years old when she joined them. And so we packed up and came to what Carrie called the Princeton area.
Okay.
And what I called Trenton. So that's how.
Princeton is the Trenton area.
So the house that you're in now, is that the house that you lived in with your wife all those years?
Yeah, yeah, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. We'd been looking to buy a house for like 6 years, no matter where we were. We mm-hmm. wanted to buy a house, could never find something, mostly just couldn't agree. And we both took a look at this place on the island in Trenton, and we both agreed, put in the offer that day. Mm-hmm. We paid too much for it, but who the hell cares? It reminded her of Oregon, mm-hmm. you know, with the Delaware River substituting for the Columbia. And it reminds me of the neighborhood I grew up in, Scranton, mm-hmm. you know, so far as the neighborhood and the community are concerned. Mm-hmm. So right. It was like perfect.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
We have to agree. It's a beautiful neighborhood. We went there for the island garden tour. You were so hospitable to us and had us sitting on your porch, having a beer and just relaxing, inviting all the neighbors. It's a really nice neighborhood.
It is
and
a
everybody's
nice
super friendly, beautiful gardens and beautiful scenery there. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful part in Trenton.
When we first talked back in, I think it was March, at Roebling Galleries, you were saying that you have a story about Thailand, because my wife was going to Thailand. Christina was going to Thailand later on that month.
Uh-huh.
I've been waiting since March to hear this story. It's been months, and I'm still without a Thailand story. That's where I'm at right now. That's the position you put me in.
Yeah, I apologize, man.
You just want wiping your mouth like that.
Yeah, because I'm trying to delay, because I don't know, man. There's like there's like 17 Thailand stories. I'm trying to...
I don't know. What you told already about your wife was on the street, and you had...
That was a good story, but it's very visual.
Was it a flood?
There was a flood.
Right?
Yeah.
I picture it.
I like how it goes from 1,000 to 17 in like a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Just throw us something, for goodness
sakes.
That
was a good story. I was teaching at a bank, Chinese owner, nobody else would touch him. So very lucrative for me. So anyway, I was teaching at this bank at nighttime, and I was teaching somewhere else that afternoon, and I had to take a bus to the bank, you know, and you got to look nice, man. You have to have your pants creased. I used to change my shirt twice a day in Bangkok. But you got to be presentable if you're going to be in front of a class. Mm-hmm. And even if it's 98 degrees and 98% humidity, you still got to look somewhat presentable.
Oh, man.
Well, this wasn't 98 degrees or 98% humidity, but it was like 2.5 feet of water everywhere.
Wow.
It was a flood. It was a rainy season. It had flooded. And the streets, really, you could just see the wakes. It was, you could surf. I mean, so anyway, I got on the bus from my one job going to the other job, and man, she was beautiful. So anyway, I'm coming up. The bus stop is coming up to the bus stop, you know, outside the bank that I have to go to, and there's a big wall all around it. Then there's a sidewalk, and then there's an enormous cement planter with a tree in it. And the cement planter was above the waterline. I told the driver to slow down, that I'm getting off here. And he looked at me like I'm crazy, because nobody was getting off. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, as soon as the first step, you're into a foot of water. Second step, you're not even off the bus yet, and you're up to your knees. So he slowed down. Carrie was outside on the planter. I tossed her my briefcase. She caught it. She's a great athlete. And then I jumped from the top step of the bus onto the planter and arrived at work dry.
That is cool. Love it.
Well, how many years have you been in Trenton now?
25.
25 years.
Rounding up.
Mm-hmm. You must have seen a lot of changes, right?
I could say yes.
No.
Really?
Okay.
Thanks for the question. I never, ever thought of this. I went to Vietnam 2001. Carrie and I went. And we flew into the city that we all know as Saigon, whose proper name is Thành Phố Hồ Chí Minh, named for Ho Chi Minh. We were there for a day or two. And she was asking me how I liked it, you know, and if there was changes. Last time I was there was like 1973 or something like that. And I got real sad, and I said, no. After all that bloodshed, after all that political turmoil, after all those people being kidnapped and killed by pirates and boat people and pain and bullets and napalm, after all that, no, I didn't see any difference. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, that's sad. It was still kind of stinky, still kind of, to be charitable, let me put a nice name on it. It's kind of capitalistic. It's very market friendly.
Oh, okay. You know,
there's a, just not my cup of tea.
Okay.
Yeah. And so when you ask me that, I start going back, you know, this will be my third renaissance in Trenton.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I took the first two pretty hard. I took the lack of follow through of the first two pretty hard. I'm trying to protect myself emotionally.
Right. Gotcha.
And so I don't kind of try to admit that enthusiasm and that movement.
Gotcha.
And
I understand.
That, yes. All right.
I understand.
So
you're guarding your heart on this one, right? Because you want
to... I say I am, but I'm not. I want to.
I haven't been here as long as you have, but I totally get what you're talking about. It's like, I got to wait and see what's happening. But I am getting... I'll speak for myself. I'm getting a little enthusiastic. I mean, I've always been on board for the stuff going on in Trenton, but we were here, I think, for the last renaissance.
Yeah.
And it's funny, we were just talking about this morning. And I feel like this time, it's got some traction. It's got some...
It could have, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe.
I think there are more numbers involved here. I think it's on a greater scale. Than
maybe. And there's different stuff being done.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's different stuff being done.
Yes.
I mean, I mentioned Will Foskey.
Yeah.
Fantastic businessman, artist,
great
citizen.
Guy.
Citizen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's lots being done. And there's, you know, I don't mean to point him up. Now I feel like I should be naming 27 other people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But it's all good. I mean, it's, you know, there's Will.
There's Scott. There's Andrew. There's Will. There's
all the restaurateurs that are
there.
You know,
they're on the front lines.
Yep.
They're on the front lines.
And that are being consistently good.
Right.
Yeah.
And consistent with their behavior, their energy, their hours, all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm feeling pretty darn good about it.
Yes, I am too.
And one of the reasons I'm feeling good about it is because two things are happening next week.
Oh, tell us.
Concurrently.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
One is that the sign is going up for the new coffee shop on Warren Street.
Oh.
Copacetic. George Z sign. So you know it's going to be a great sign.
It's going to be a beautiful
sign. Come on, baby. He did the New Pod City sign right here on 247
Warren.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Actually, Wills did it. But,
George
did. Wait a minute. What is this?
And concurrently...
Yeah.
On the 12th of July, which is that a Friday? Trenton is having our first Bastille Day parade.
Really?
Yeah.
On the 12th?
Libertad. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's not
because
good.
Because guess what? No, shh. There's also another thing that's happening on the 12th.
Oh, yeah?
At the Ellerslie.
Oh, it is. I know. That opening. The opening.
The opening, yes.
Yeah. This will be a parade early evening and an Ellerslie early
late
following.
Evening. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Mel Leipzig, too, right? Frank Sasso?
Yes, Frank is going to have his Ren and Stimpy illustrations. And Mel Leipzig is going to be there as well. So we're going to have these artists at the Ellerslie come out and support.
The only reason.
And the Bastille Parade.
The only thing.
Red, white, and blue.
Listen, yeah.
Everybody calm down.
I looked up the tricolor yesterday just to make sure I had it right.
Listen, Jim, you and Christina are out of control. I want to say something. I'm
going
to pull it over to myself here. I'm going to tell you something, podcast here, because they're talking amongst themselves.
The reason that I say that Bastille Day parade is not a good thing is because we have an Ellerslie event going on. I'm very nervous about it. And now it's going to pull people over to a parade.
Oh, no. That's good. That's what you want in a city. You want boom, boom, boom. There's so much going on. What do we do?
And that is now going back to your question.
What was the question?
That is so much better than 6-7 years ago when there was nothing to do.
Yes.
Oh, my God, there's nothing to know. Oh, my God, my calendar, I can't fit it all in.
I know. Yes, that's so true.
Oh, and Artwork still has that exhibit going on. They're select.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's Artworks. There's, Ellerslie.
So wait a minute.
The coffee shop.
What are you saying then? You're saying that I haven't really even seen any change. What the heck are you talking about?
No.
Absolutely have.
I've seen lots of change.
Listen, first of all, we also want to talk about the coffee house that's opening. That used to be Cafe Olay. Now it's called Copacetic.
Oh, it's going to be in the Cafe LA building?
Yes.
Oh, all right, sweet.
So the sign's going up when?
Before Bastille Day.
Yay! Get away. No, we'll be home. We're coming home on the 10th.
Whose cafe is this?
I don't know that much about it, man. I'll
Eric was
get
talking
back to
about
you.
This.
Was he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eric Maywar.
Yes, yes. So.
Episode 2.
This is okay. Good news. Yeah. So
oh, it is good
fun.
News.
Yeah, this is fun. A lot.
Things to look forward to. Yeah. Cool. So, final question that I ask all our
final
guests is, Jim, your dream Trenton. What does it look like?
My dream Trenton, what does it look like? Well, first of all, I'm going to have to set it in the late afternoon. Let's say between 4:30 and 7. Dusk. Winter dusk is already dark. Summer dusk is still light.
That's right.
My perfect idealized scene of Trenton would be people walking from the old barracks in groups. Some people walking by themselves. Some people walking threesomes. And walking down Broad from like Hanover. Same thing, a couple of individuals and walking down, talking with each other. And more people coming out of Mill Hill through the park and going downtown and having dinner and listening to some great music.
Mm-hmm. I see it. Cool. Right? I saw the picture of it. Like, you're a good storyteller because I'm getting the whole imagery in my head. I can see it. So if you can see it in your mind's eye, it can
you can do it.
Become
it can
reality.
Be, absolutely.
Become reality. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Which you believe you can achieve.
Right. You got to see it first, though. You got to see it.
Jim, where can people find you online and experience all things Jim?
At ContentTrenton.com.
ContentTrenton.com?
ContentTrenton.com.
Cool.
If people start emailing it, I'll start logging in.
All right.
What is that, a blog?
It's a website.
Can we put it on the Around Town section of the Trenton Waves podcast?
Sure. Sure, thank you.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Yes.
You hear that podcast, do you? Mm. You can check out ContentTrenton.com. It's exciting.
Or Sunrise Luncheonette anytime in the afternoon, most days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You might start getting mobbed over there. How would you feel about that?
That's good, man. That means you'd have to hire somebody. That means there'd be another payroll. That means maybe somebody else's more rent. Mm-hmm. It'd be great. Hope he hires too.
Okay. Well,
so, until next time, because we're going to have Jim back again. To talk
right,
about
we're definitely
going to
have definitely going to have him back. But this has been Trenton Waves. Until next time, hey, let's say it in Vietnamese.
Sasso Tom Bit.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.